Hey, Augustine, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Aubrey?
That's going well, certainly going well. I see you had a little bit of a little busy moment back there.
Yeah, man, that's every day of my life, my friend, unfortunately.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, not a problem, man. You know, I'm here for when you need me. So, what's
No, yeah,
going on,
definitely.
man? How are we feeling?
Yeah, I got a question for you. So I'm actually having some issues with Google right now, and I wanted to see if you guys do this as well. So Google, I've verified myself 2 times with a video, and each time, this is like the third time to take it down. I'm having issues with Google, like them verifying where my business is, and I sent them the video twice. I put everything in the video they asked for, and they put it down again. I wanted to see if that's something you guys do as well.
So you mean like going through the Google verification process?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it keeps like some lady keeps calling me, man, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm tired of people calling me, offering me something, and I know everything costs money, but I'm tired of it, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to work with one person. So the other guys that I talked to you about, the Absolute Media, I'm probably gonna drop them. That's a waste of money, from what it seems like. And then, you know, this lady called me. She's like, hey, you know, that they work with Google or something like that. And I keep asking them. I ask people this all the time. Like, do you work for Google? I'm like, no. She's like, no. We offer services for like to help the listing. And then she said something about like the zip code. So now the way Google does it, you have to do the Google listing for every zip code and put exactly what you do for every zip code. I'm like, damn, that sounds like hella fucking work.
Oh
That
my
sounds
goodness.
ridiculous at the same time. I'm like, that
Yeah,
sounds
that's a
ridiculous
lot.
at the same time because like I should just be able to put my radius and what I offer, and that should be good enough. If it isn't, and that, you know, it's like it just sounds like way too much work. And she's
Exactly.
like, oh, you know, and then she's like, oh, we do these services, and then to help me get my business listed on Google. And I told her that I had issues with it already. That they I've sent the video 2 times, and this is the third time to take it down. And you know, I'm like, she mentioned something about a postcard, but I wanted to see if that's something you guys do as well.
Gotcha. So yeah, we do the Google verification, but we do it a little differently than contacting Google directly. Because we do it on your behalf. So we don't ask for videos. We do ask for like pictures of license plate, tools, equipment, befores, afters, basic things, right? Just to make sure that the business is actually, you know, a business. And then we get that verified. That usually takes about a week, if that. We do have a lot of clients who come to us with that issue that you just described, right? Contacting Google, trying to get this, and it's always videos. I'm not sure why Google asks you guys to send videos, and videos never work. We don't use videos, and like everything works just fine. So it confuses me when people tell me that. But yeah, we do the Google verification. We just get that done within the week that we get you started up.
Okay. All right. That sounds a lot good for you, man. Like, 'cause, you know, like I said, I'm pretty happy with what you guys have to offer. I just haven't had the time to call Town Square. I need to call on Monday probably, 'cause I'm too busy with the stuff, man. Like, I'm not trying to sound like I'm not, bro, but there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of important things that keep falling on my plate because I'm prioritizing what's in front of me. That's what I
Oh, trust me.
prioritize today. What's important to me? What needs to get done? This is the last thing on my mind, man, honestly. But it's something I do want to work on and get going. So, Monday, I'm going to schedule a call with Town Square and talk to them. The only thing for me, you know, the only thing that's kind of holding me back now is the whole thing with the website. So if you can, send me an email, and I think you did already, I just don't remember it. And then on that email, I'm gonna send you the link to the website that Times Square actually put together. I'm sure you've seen the one that Ollie made already. But the one at Town Square, they kind of just updated it, like, you know, so it wouldn't be like the cookie cutter. And they like, I like what they did to it. Like, you know, there's a picture that Ollie used that I gave them. Well, they got off my website, my first one, and Ollie used the original, like just boom. But then Times Square got the image and they like enhanced it. It made it look a lot better. I'm like, okay, that looks a lot better. You know, the other one was like a warmer color, that now they made it more like a cooler color that goes with the theme of the website, you know. So I'll send you the link of that. You know, as long as you don't have any issues with, you know, you guys being able to use my domain that I own. I own it. I'm the one that bought it. I'm the one that set everything up. I just want to be able to utilize that domain because I want everything to be within that. You know, like, I'm really trying to build a brand. Like, I want everything to be consistent, nothing different here and there. You know, as I go, things are going to change. I know that. But what I'm really trying to maintain is my domain name to be the construction, sotoconstruction.services. Like, I want that, you know, because that's my Facebook, that's my Instagram, you know, that's part of my email. I would like for it to be consistent, you know. But yeah, so it's the website thing, the domain thing. And then it sounds like you guys can help me with the Google thing so it can verify me. So, you know, that sounds good. And I, like I said, I'm pretty much almost there, ready to move forward. I just need to make sure that you can do the website thing and the domain. And then it sounds like I'll be talking to Town Square, letting them know that I'm going to be, you know, I'll probably be at the end.
Perfect. Perfect. And then the, for the email here, let me send you, I'm just going to send you an exact copy of the one I sent last time just to see if it works. It got bounced back the last time, like twice when I sent it before, and then it went through. So I want to make sure it gets to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. So, Augustine at sotoconstruction.services. There we are.
Okay, so let's see if that gets to you. All right, I just sent that out. Let me know if it pops up.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Let me go ahead and bookmark that particular one. There we are, so that it tells me who I sent in an email.
That's what I do. I put stars on it because if not, it's gonna get stuck in the email somewhere. So I'll send you that. I like to send it to you right now. I gotta get my laptop out. Well, I should be able to send it to you like in the next few minutes. Take a look at it. Let me know what you think. You know, like I said, that's the one that Town Square made, and I really like it. Like, the link that I'm gonna send you actually shows you what I was talking to you about, which shows like it lets you see how it looks in the laptop view. What's the other one? So with laptop, tablet, and your phone. And I like that. I'm like, dude, that's pretty fucking awesome.
Okay, perfect. I'll run that over with the team as well, so that they can give that a good look over also, so we can have even more information on what we'll be able to do with that for you. Just kind of work on the back end while we work up to Monday.
I definitely, I agree with you on that. I actually have the link right now. So you know Town Square though, right?
Sorry?
You know who Town Square is then, though, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I actually am going to add into the notes here for the domain. I'm going to add in Town Square also.
Okay. Give me just 1 second to send the notes over to the team real quick, and we'll be all set.
So I just sent you the Town Square one. I know you already have access to the
Town Square Interactive dot responsive website. Okay. Yes, this looks this is similar to the optimization that we do. That's awesome. That's awesome. Right down to the tablets here.
Yeah, and then I'm sending you the Ollie one, which is the one you've seen before. That's like the first. Mm-hmm. That's what made me jump to Ollie when they made me that. Because the first website I have, if you go on Google, and like I said, right now I have two websites. I know I got to take the other one down. I haven't taken it down because I haven't made something solid yet. You know, like with Ollie, they got it together. But I've never got a fucking client, dude. Like, that's so ridiculous. You know, I know on my end, I'm doing my stuff. I pass my business cards and all that. My first website, and that's why I haven't taken it down, because there's a QR code and it takes you, like, to the estimating. But since I haven't made something solid, like a website that I'm going to use, like who I'm going to stick with, like I just want to find someone and maintain that relationship. Like, I don't want to have to be fucking jumping ship every time, man. So, you know, that's something I'm trying to get with you guys. That's what I was trying to get with Town Square. But it's kind of, I see it's been difficult. Like they've had this website made for me for like a month already, and I haven't been able to do what I have to do on my end to get the website live. And but since you're a Google partner, it seems like you could be more help to me. I could be, you know, prioritize myself and my business, not a website. Like, I shouldn't have to be, you know, doing this. And then other than that, like, the website's not 100% where I want it. It needs more work. But where it's at, it's good enough. Like, I want to be able to, right. If you go through the website, you know, where is it at? So, like, currently, like, when you go through it, just get the laptop. So, you go through it, shows our website, my email, I like all that stuff. It shows our office hours, and then I think it shows like only appointment based for office hours. But what I like is like the categories on top, you know. The only thing they didn't do, so I updated my brand color. So the little accent color on the triangle, they haven't done it on the logo. So I need to send them the logo that's updated. I finally got that from my marketing guy. If you guys could do that, that's great. But that's the only thing that this is missing. But you see how, like, it has, like, the home or story. I really love the home page, like, the building beyond expectation. They have something else. They fixed it for me. They use the same picture my other website has, but they edited it. It made it look a lot cleaner, which it goes with the website. The other one kind of didn't go with it. It looked like more like the aesthetics of it didn't go with it. And then, like, the services you provide, people can go through and see what we do, what clients. Like, I like how this is awesome. It just needs more, like, services, areas we service. You have to put more room in some recent projects, like the way I kind of categorize them. I never put my clients' address, but I was just trying to put them, like, you know how there's different parts of town that have names? Like, in Sacramento, they have, like, you know, they have East Sac, North Sac, you know, Thomas, they have Land Park, they have a Green Haven, like, Pocket City, like, you know, I like to categorize, like, my jobs like that. So if you go to, like, recent projects, it shows, like, East Sac, Gas Fire Pit, you know, and then another one. Like East Sac Home Edition, and then it shows East Sac, you know, it's going to keep doing that. And I like that. Therefore, people are like, oh, this guy's worked in our neighborhood, and then they might even be nearby it. And they're like, well, if my neighborhood isn't going to work with this guy, then I can work with this guy. I like that, you know, like Pocket Room Edition, that was supposed to be Pocket Area. It's missing that. Room Conversion. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a kitchen, East Sac Kitchen Studio. That one has images. So this project I actually did in 2017, they added the pictures of, three pictures I want from that time frame. But, you know, like, I know we can work on that. I mean, we can get that together. But for the most part, like, how this website is, that's how I want it. This is it right here. Like, this
yeah, I understand why. This is clean.
Yeah. So, as long as you can do all that stuff, man. Yeah, as long as you can do all these things I'm talking to you about, and you know, it's a month to month thing. Like, not like I'm trying to jump ship all the time, but I don't like being held down by a contract. I don't like that. I never liked that. Like, I'll pay for my services, you know. But once it's not working out, I'm gonna find someone else.
Exactly.
Doesn't seem up, you know. And in Town Square, that was my goal, but it's not working out, you know, and it sounds like with you guys is I won't have these issues. So that's what's making me jump over, you know, and as long as you can deliver everything I've talked to you about, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I know Mark called me, but I want to talk to you because I want to make sure that this is clear, because if this isn't what I want, like, you can best believe I'm going to find someone else, or I'll go back to Town Square, fuck it, you know, you know.
Exactly, right.
You know, that's obviously not what's going to happen, but I'm just letting you know, like, that's how I'll handle it, you know.
For sure. And that's why I take such detailed notes, right? We want to make sure everything is squared away for you, even before you even get to us, right? So it's good to have these conversations and make sure everything is squared away. I don't mind people calling me to ask questions. You know what I mean? You know, if there's something that, you know, a concern that pops up and you need reassurance, reconfirmation, anything like that, I don't have a problem with that. You know what I mean? I understand what it is to have to get all your information and get your ducks in a line. So, yeah, I get it. I get it.
No, yeah. And I understand that you won't be my account manager because you work in a different department, which is fine. But as long as it's a small group, it's not fucking like we talked about, like this person, that person, like I spoke to 10 different people and I got to repeat myself 10 different times. That shit's annoying, dude. So as long as it's a small team, like 2 to 3 guys, it's fine. I'm sure they put notes. I'm sure they do all that. But if it's like more than that, like it's the same thing I'm getting out of town square, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, we keep it tight knit around here. We don't really like the rotation of people. You know what I mean? We know how that wears down on people. It wears down on us. You know what I mean? I talk to anywhere between 50, 60, 70 contractors and business owners every week. You know what I mean? So I get it. I get it.
Okay.
Perfect. It's Fountain Valley, California.
So you actually live out there, I'm assuming, or you work remotely?
I do work remotely, but I live in Oakland, the Bay Area, okay. Hayward, good old Hayward, Alameda County.
Oh, man. That's
I plan to leave, believe me.
I don't blame you. I hate going out. My girlfriend's from over there. I hate going to Oakland. Fucking terrible.
That's awful, man. I was born here, so it's like...
Yeah, that's hard. I know. My girlfriend was born over there. She came to Sac State, and I'm like, could we move closer? And I'm like, fuck no. Like, not to be mean.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, the one you're
no way.
Can come visit you. You live 2 hours away. You live 2 hours away. They can come visit you. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. There's no need to go to Oakland.
Can we move somewhere? She's like, could we move closer? Like, back away? I'm like, fuck no. I'm going to tell you this once. I'm never leaving Sacramento. The only thing I'll ever do is I'll buy a house, like, in South Lake Tahoe or, like, when I branch out. But, like, my home place is always going to be Sacramento.
I've heard it's a very excellent city. I never get the chance to go up there. I'm not a big traffic fan.
Nice, bro. Yeah. Oh, dude, traffic's not like the Bay Area, bro. It's getting bad because there's a lot of people coming over here. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I've always told people, oh, the Bay Area, boom, all this and that. I'm like, that's going to end eventually. Once people are tired of it, it's going to end because it's fucking ridiculous expensive. But unfortunately, that's moved. I mean, everything has gone up, inflation, I know that. But Sacramento is like, everyone's like, okay, Sacramento seems right. And the life over here is nice, bro, calm. You know, like I'm not going to say slow because it's still a city. But it's not like what it used to be. It used to be a lot slower, like a little bit calmer. Now there's a lot of people, a lot of people from the Bay Area. Unfortunately, they brought their bad habits over here. You know, so, you know, it's not a perfect city, but like for what's within around the radius, you can't get anything better than this, my friend.
Okay, all right. You're convincing me here. Might have to
yeah, let me know,
up
man.
There.
I'll invite you, you know, whenever you want to come out here, man. I have an office. You know, if you want to come out, I can pass a tour around some of the jobs I do. I can show you what you can buy. I know a lot of people out here. You buy a house, I can help you fix it. Like, that's what you want, my friend, bro.
Okay. Are you, it's not for everybody, but are you a fishing guy? You like to fish? Hunt a little bit?
I learned how to, well, that's the thing. I was raised by a single mother, so I don't have a dad, so I don't have any of those things. Regardless, first generation as well, too. But no, I recently got my fishing license. I learned how to fish in high school because I would hang out with people that were older than me. But no, dude, I'm always trying to find people to go hunting and fishing. I'm always like, you just go hunting, my friend. I've never done it. I want to do it, you know?
Well, man, sure. Well, we could, you know, start small. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. We don't have to go immediately for deer or anything like that. You know, we can grab a grouse, you know,
yeah.
Goose. You know what I mean? I don't know if
yeah,
areas
you know,
up there have turkeys,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? I wouldn't go for a turkey on first round. The first time I did that, it almost killed me.
Yeah.
But
man, like Oakland's not far. You know, I'm all about building relationships. You know, that's my goal. That's why I tell everybody, you know, I don't mind working with the contractors. I don't mind working with people. I don't mind being a team, but. You know, as long as we're all transparent and clear, man, that's the one thing I hold my foot down on.
Absolutely. That's one of the number one things I look for also, you know what I mean? There's no reason to work for a company that can't be straight. You know what I mean? That goes both ways. Like, I wouldn't put somebody in a Google listing that's not gonna, you know, take up on those jobs or isn't gonna utilize that properly. Just like somebody who wouldn't trust us wouldn't take our business. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty much it. I actually have a subcontractor to survive because I got to pay him some money. But regardless, though, I'll be talking to you most likely Wednesday. So you can call me Wednesday in the evening time.
Yeah, I'm always at lunch.
All right.
Perfect, perfect. And you said Wednesday afternoon, right?
Yeah, afternoon time. I know. Oh. I said 4, but I think I closed at 4, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so you can call me, the latest you can call me, so we can do 3 and 3 6.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and set that for you. That's 3 p.m. All right, awesome. So I do have you set in here for Wednesday. I'm going to go ahead and update the notes as well. And like I said, I'll go ahead and be communicating with the team on the back end here. And then we'll follow up on Monday, and then on Wednesday we'll get that call in and see where we're at. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. I'll get to you. You know, I'll speak with you really soon here. Okay.
Okay. See you then.
All right.